Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia Daf Chaf Beis, Baba Metzia 22a, pagination is 43. In the previous session, on the top line of Amud Beis, we encountered an important concept called Yiyush Shalomidas. A person giving up on finding an object that he lost, but without his knowledge. What does that mean? It means that if he would have known that the item is as lost as it actually is, he would for sure give up hope. But he is as yet unaware that it is as lost as it actually is. And therefore, he has not yet physically given up hope. But when he finds out, he for sure would have given up hope even already from now. The ruling of Abaye is lo hava yiyush. That is not sufficient to be called yiyush and to allow the finder to keep the object. Even if the object will never be returned to its proper owner, but it's still owned by him, and you can't take ownership of it while it's still his. It's not until he gives up his ownership that you could acquire it. That creates a discussion here in the Gemara of many cases that when the person will finally find out about it, he'll be agreeable. But at the moment, he doesn't know. Does the act that's done take effect or not? Let's begin Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way down. The first words on the line are Iyushe Meyayesh, and then we begin. Tashema, I would like to prove an answer to this question of Yiyush Shalomidas. Ketzad Omru Hatorim Shalomidas Terumasa Teruma. What was the case that a person takes the tithe without the knowledge of the owner, and it does take effect as follows? Harisha yorad l'soch sadeh chaveru. A person goes into the field of his friend, v'liket, and he harvests, v'toram shelo b'rushus, and he took the tithe without permission, im choshesh mishum gezel. Ain't terumasa teruma. If we're worried about theft, that he's doing it without permission, so then it does not take effect. V'im lav, but if we're confident that he's operating with consent of the owner, terumasa teruma, the tithe will be valid. Uminayin hu yodeim choshesh mishum gazel v'im lav. How do you know if the person operated within the parameters of the owner's consent? Hareshabab alabai is because when the landowner comes, umatzo, and finds him, v'omalo, and he says, kalochetzo yafus, you should have taken better produce as the tithe, because apparently there's a degree of discretion that could be used when you take the tithe, whether you take the choicest produce or not. Im nimtzu yafas meyam terumasa teruma, if indeed there was better, then the teruma is binding, because you could see that the person is generous and he was happy with what you did. His only complaint is you could have done the mitzvah in an even nicer way. V'im lav, but if he said, why didn't you take the choicest? Why didn't you take the better? And there is no better, then we accept his words as sarcasm. And ain terumasa teruma, the teruma that was done is not valid because you do not have the landowner's consent when he finally found out. Liktu abaylim v'osifu aleihen, benkach uvenkach terumasa teruma. If the owner continued and he added teruma, so then he's taking it all in stride, and it's valid. asks the Gemara, what's related to our discussion is v'chinimtzu yafos meyam terumasa teruma, when there is indeed better produce. So then his statement, you should have done better, validates the teruma. Amai, how could it possibly validate the teruma? I understand how you're interpreting his words. I understand how you're accepting his endorsement. But be'idna detarama lo avayoda, at the time that it was taken, he didn't know that it was being taken. And according to Abaye, on the topic of Yiyush, that my intent that would have been, but wasn't, because I didn't know about it, doesn't help us. So then why over here, even though I later find out that he's happy with it, and we could assume that he would have been happy about it had he known about it, but he didn't. It shouldn't work. Tirguma Rava Aliba de Abaye, Rava who argues on Abaye, still answers to explain Abaye's ruling, Deshavya Shaliach. The case here is that he did designate the person as his messenger to take the tithe, and the only question that's being discussed is if the messenger acted properly by taking the proper type of produce as the tithe. But the fact that he was assigned to be a messenger changes the whole picture. It's no longer a question on Abaye, because on the contrary, the landowner did know that the tithe was being taken on his behalf. Hachanami Mistavra, it makes sense, as Rava is answering for Abaye, because if you thought that he wasn't designated as a shliach, how in the world could it be truma anyway? The limud from the Gemara to allow somebody else to do it is if he's acting as a shliach. It has to be with intent. What happened here was that he told the messenger, go take the tithe, and he didn't tell him what quality to use. And usually the homeowner, the landowner, would go the middle type quality, and he chose better. And now the landowner shows up and says, you could have taken better, you should have taken better. If indeed there are better, that's considered a validation. If there are not better, it's considered a complaint, and he's rejecting the teruma. It's important to point out that this is a classic phrase of the Gemara. We're pursuing truth here, and it doesn't matter who's going to win. We're pursuing truth. And therefore, even though Rava disagrees with Abaye on this topic, Abaye says, lo hava yiyush, that intent that would have been doesn't count. Rava holds it does count. Nevertheless, when a proof was brought to Rava's reasoning against Abaye, Rava came forward and explained Abaye's ruling so that it shouldn't be considered a question on Abaye. And fast forward, we do actually paskin like Abaye. I'd like to squeeze in one quick story here, which is the same theme of, we find out later that the person consented, but at the time, was he really consenting? First wide line. Amemar Umar Zutra v'Rav Ashi, these three Talmudic scholars, Ikalu Levustana de Mari Bar Isik, they came to the orchard of Mari Bar Isik, who was a wealthy landowner. Aisi Arise Tamri v'Rimoni, so the sharecropper brought some fruits, Vishada Kamayu, and placed it in front of these Talmudic scholars. Apparently, Mori Bar Isik was not yet available, so the sharecropper tried to take care of them. Amemer v'Ravashi achli. Amemer and Ravashi ate from what the sharecropper placed in front of them. Marzutra lo achil. Marzutra did not eat. Something was bothering him. He didn't feel that this was given to them with the consent of the homeowner. Adahachi osi Mori Bar Isik. Meanwhile, Mori Bar Isik finally showed up. Ashkechinhu. He found them, va'amalela arise, and they heard him telling the sharecropper, "Amaylo isis luhul rabbanon me'anach shapirta. Why didn't you give the rabbis even better quality?" Amrule ameima v'ravashi l'marzutra. So the two scholars who ate turned to the scholar who did not eat and was worried about it, that maybe it's theft and we don't have a right to eat. Hashta amaylo achel mar. Now you see Mori Bar Isik making the same statement that we saw works by teruma, by the tithe. You should have taken better. So now could you eat? Now do you still have caution and hesitancy? V'atanya, nimtzu yafas miyam teruma sa teruma. Everything's fine, if indeed there is better. Amaluhu. And Marzutra responded, "I'm still not satisfied that it would have been correct in eating." Hachi amar Rava, because there's a tradition from Rava to explain that topic. Lo amru kalach etzal yafas al inyan truma belvad. It only applies by truma mishum de mitzvahu, because it's a mitzvah v'nichalei, and the person has a desire to do mitzvahs in a beautiful way. Aval hacha, but over here he has guests in front of him. Mishim kisifusa hu da amar hachi. It could be because he's embarrassed of us that he made that statement, but really he's not giving his consent. So that even though one would like to invoke and assume and realize that apparently he really is agreeing, I'm still not sure that Mori Bar Isik, the owner, was really giving his consent. Yashikoach, thank you for joining.